Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us here today. And on this day, January the 29th, this day in history, we'll begin with that, as we always do. On this day in history, in 1675, there was a man named John Sassamon. And John Sassamon was found dead under the ice in Ossawampasset Pond near Plymouth, Massachusetts. Now, he was a Native American who was sent to Harvard, which is one of the reasons those colleges were created, besides being created on the foundation of money of the slave trade. They were also created around Christianizing Native people in America in ways to take their land. So he became one of these Christian Indians who went to Philip, one of the leaders of the Narragansetts, and in Massachusetts, became his friend. Then he could tell the colonists when they were going to attack. They didn't believe him, but the Indians believed that he did that. So he was murdered, and the Wampanoags who killed him were hanged. The ropes broke, but they hung them twice. The Indian Wars began early in America, 1675. On this day in 1834, Andrew Jackson sent the military troops, American troops, in to suppress Irish laborers who were on strike at the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal. On this day in 1908, the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, which was the first black Greek-letter fraternity, originally founded at Cornell University in 1906, was incorporated on this day in 1908. And on this day in 1913, Alpha Kappa Alpha, the first black Greek sorority, was incorporated on this date in 1913. On this day in 1913 was also the African-Americans celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. That celebrations were held across Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Nashville, but in three states, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, money was appropriated for these celebrations, not in the other places I mentioned. On this day in 1926, Violet Anderson became the first African-American woman admitted to practice before the Supreme Court. And on this day in 1969, a woman who ran for president a couple years later, Shirley Chisholm, a black congresswoman from Brooklyn, fought against her appointment to the House Agricultural Committee. It was a huge issue in that day, because she said it was not relevant to her Brooklyn constituents, she actually won that battle. On this day, we'll hear a little bit later, Dolly Parton, number one hit was 9 to 5. And as we talk about women's equity and pay, it's kind of a perfect song that we'll hear a little bit later that goes with that story. On this day in 1991, Nelson Mandela, who became president of South Africa, met for the first time with Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi. And it's been 30 years since the Zulus in Kafa and African National Congress, which was ethnically mixed, ever met to try to stem the violence of South Africa. On this day in 1998, in Birmingham, Alabama, a bomb exploded in an abortion clinic, killing one and wounding many people. Robert Rudolph was a suspect in that bombing and did that bombing. In 2002, this is the day that George Bush, in his State of the Union address, described regimes that sponsor terror as axes of evil, talking about Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, very different than what happened last night, which we'll talk about during the course of our program. On this day in 2009, the then newly elected President Barack Obama signs into effect the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, making it easier for women and minorities to win discrimination suits. Again, relevant to what he was saying last night about pay equity, which we'll talk about. On this day in 1737 was born Thomas Paine, the revolutionary hero of the Revolution, who was anti-slavery, who stood up for true democracy in America, an interesting character we talked about before. On this day in 1954, Oprah Winfrey was born. And on this day in 1992, the great Willie Dixon passed away, one of the great jazz musicians of our time. And on this day, we also lost Louis Martin, who was called by many in 1997 the godfather of black politics, died in Orange, California. That is this day in history, and we come back to our discussion on last night's State of the Union Address. Stay with us.